This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni.
Wilmington glass artist Jim Downey holds an open house this Saturday featuring glass sea turtles to benefit Pleasure Island Sea Turtle Project. He's creating a different kind of sea turtle than usual because of what showed up at Pleasure Island.
The type of glass blowing I do is flame working, which is basically done with torches. And I'm using glass rods and glass tubes and shaping that inside of a torch.
You didn't start being a glass blower because of sea turtles, but you have become such an artist with a mission for these animals. How did that happen?
Well, I went to a glass blowing school to learn scientific glass blowing, to learn how to make chemistry apparatus, vacuum tubes, and glass products used for industry and science. I did that for 30 years, and I always did artistic work. I would make Christmas ornaments and wedding cake tops for people, and I started making jewelry, little glass pendants. And when I moved to Wilmington 6 years ago, I was at a farmer's market, and I was selling these little pendants, and someone picked one of them up and said, "Hey, do you ever make sea turtle pendants?" And I looked at the pendant, and I thought, well, all I need to do is add a head and some flippers to this, and it'll look just like a sea turtle. I think what got me was the first time I went to a sea turtle nest excavation at Riceville Beach. You know, typically the sea turtle comes up on the beach, lays its nest. 60 days later, it hatches. All the sea turtles come out of the sand, they go to the sea. And here in North Carolina, they monitor this. So they have volunteers sitting there waiting. And then the next night, they wait and see if any more turtles come out. And on the third night, they dig up the nest and they count the empty eggs. And sometimes in the process of counting all the empty eggs at the bottom of the nest, there'll be like one or two or three eggs that they couldn't get out. So they're set free. They're called stragglers. And so they put them on the beach, and you see these little things run down the beach towards the water. And as soon as I saw that, I thought, oh, man, I got to support this somehow. So I've been giving them money ever since. They're having a good year. They got a lot of nests this year, and they have two green sea turtle nests, which is very unusual.
Oh, really?
Yes. Typically, the sea turtles that nest in this area are loggerheads. But every once in a while, they'll get a green sea turtle. And this year they have two of them. I asked the coordinator for Pleasure Island if this is like a regular occurrence or that it has happened before. And she said it hasn't happened in over 10 years that they've had a green sea turtle. And I contacted the Riceville Beach Sea Turtle Project coordinator. And the last green sea turtle nest at Riceville Beach was in 1997. So that's pretty unusual. It's a big deal. And the little baby turtles look very different than a loggerhead. They got white bellies and black tops, as opposed to loggerheads, which are black bellies and black tops. So the ones I'm making for this open house are going to be like little baby green sea turtles. They're most going to be necklaces, but I am making some a little bit larger, some that are smaller, but inside of a clear ball, which can be used as a hanging ornament. And then I'm also going to make some little hatchlings where I make a little glass egg, and then I'll have the sea turtle climbing out of the egg.
That was glass artist Jim Downey holding the Green Sea Turtle Open House this Saturday, 10 to 4 o'clock on Boundary Street. Find details and photos at whqr.org.